The 5th annual Bioenergy Day is tomorrow, October 18th, and in Grand Rapids, there's a tour of local organizations to demonstrate the benefits of bioenergy in the region. Joining us to tell us more about the Itasca Woody Biomass Project is Itasca Community College Provost Bart Johnson. Bart, thanks for being here again.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So, it's kind of a unique thing that is going on at Itasca Community College. Tell us more about it.
Well, tomorrow there's quite a few activities taking place. There's the entire activities taking place at a lot of local organizations looking at the use of bioenergy. Specifically in our area, it's woody biomass as bioenergy. For the college, kind of what we're celebrating tomorrow is that we just installed last year a new woody biomass boiler in our campus. So people may not be aware of this, but ICC primarily heats its campus with wood heat. And it's been an exciting project because it started quite a few years ago, but it really was an engineering student project where they wanted to get the old wood boiler working on campus as kind of a design project. And then it led to needing to work with the forestry students to figure out how to better get wood in that would work within the boiler. And eventually led to, we've got over a dozen partners that have led to us having a brand new boiler with brand new controls, fuel handling system, really a state-of-the-art system on our campus. And so we're doing a dedication of that tomorrow.
Yeah, and when you bring in woody biomass, what are you bringing in? I don't see big piles of logs or
no.
Or bales of branches.
Yeah, no, I burn wood at home. No, we don't have big cordwood piles out there. What we bring in is it's a chip product. It either comes, most of our material right now is actually coming from the Rila Mill over west of Deer River and part of their chipping facility, but also some of our loads do come in directly from loggers who are doing chipping operations right in the field. So what we're burning would be like the mulch-sized chip that you would have that you put out in your yard. Of course, it's not colored. You know, it's not quite as perfect of a chip, but essentially that's what we're burning, our chips.
So you've got a logger out in the forest, and he's selecting. He's going, well, that's saw log, that's pulp, that's garbage, that's chip, that's fuel.
Yeah, I mean, certainly loggers do look at their, and I'm no forestry expert by any means, but, you know, they certainly do look at the wood stand they're harvesting, and as they develop that site, I mean, they are looking at what product they're going to take out of it. And they do, not all loggers, but most do have a chipping or a grinding operation that they can use for the lower quality material. But for the most part, most of that just stays in the woods. There's not enough market for a lot of that. If you want to call it wood waste or the woody biomass product, most of it just stays in the woods because there isn't enough market for that product.
Right. And I'm sure your forestry students have contemplated the balance there. There's got to be some trade-off because a lot of that wood fiber left in the woods would decompose into nutrients that the living trees that are coming back could use.
Oh, absolutely. And it's that balance. I mean, there's a certain amount of removal is the most healthy, and there are standards that, you know, the state of Minnesota has set up for that.
Oh, okay.
It's just even with those standards, there's still a majority of the woody biomass, I would say, is still left in the woods just because there's limited markets for it.
Yeah. Well, I've been on some of these bioenergy tours in the past, and I know that some, I've seen these giant machines where they would just take all of the slash, all of the branches and everything, and throw it in these big machines, and they'd get these, like, giant hay bales of branches that were compressed into a bale and then sent out to be burned. And I haven't seen any of that. I didn't see that where you're at the college, and I don't know if that ever became a viable technology or not.
You know, it depends on where you're at. Actually, with this work and other work, I've had the opportunity to spend a fair amount of time in Scandinavia, and in those countries where the economic structures are different, the market there supports that type of woody biomass. So a lot of that technology has a very strong following, you know, in the Scandinavian countries and parts of Northern Europe. Just the way we're structured here and with what our wood basket looks like, you know, it hasn't really taken off. There's been, of course, trial studies done by different organizations, but, you know, that would also have to be a large facility. A place like the Minnesota Power's Rapid Energy Center, they're not taking those bales, but they can take a dirtier chip or more fines or junk in their product. For ours, with being a small facility where, I mean, our business is education. It's not burning wood or making energy. We need a product that is a little bit more I mean, a little bit more refined, where it's got to be a little bit better quality for us to be able to utilize it. Because our boiler, we don't want it to be that someone's down there all day running the machine. So like a lot of that, like biomass balers or a lot of the material that Rapids Energy Center takes, I mean, it takes a crew dedicated to using that wood product. Where for ours, I mean, our maintenance crew goes down and checks on the boiler a couple times a day, but that's it. I mean, it needs to be a product that can come in, and our fuel handling system can handle it such that, you know, people don't need to be there babysitting it as it runs all day.
Yeah. And what about byproduct ash? What are you getting in the way of ash from your project?
Very little. We actually, without getting into too many of the details, we actually end up putting our ash into 55-gallon barrels, and we don't generate that much. The new technology, it burns fairly clean.
Wow.
I mean, it's impressive because I burn wood at home and no much ash that I make.
Right.
And I'm just impressed with how much better this burns in my home Charmaster wood stove. there's very, very little ash. We do have cyclone separators, so any fly ash is also separated out. But we just put it in 55-gallon barrels, and then especially in the middle of winter, just every couple of weeks, the University of Minnesota is their outreach and research center, and they actually come over and take those barrels and just add it to their ash pile for use on their fields.
Right, right. Spread it on the fields, right.
But we produce very little. If people wanted to have a mental image, we probably create, if you think of like those larger dumpsters that are outside of business, that's about the amount of ash that we generate, probably maybe 1.5 to 2 of those a year about what we generate in ash.
Way better than I would have expected.
Yeah, it's just always
because I burn wood too, and so I'm in the same boat you are. What am I going to do with all this ash?
And the garden can only take so much.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking to Itasca Community College Provost Bart Johnson. Tomorrow is the 5th annual Bioenergy Day. So you said, and students have been involved in this in a number of ways, engineering and the forestry students. What do you see as potential for the future for your students in knowing about this or getting involved in this?
Well, certainly it's been a great project for both, you know, students in both those programs, where they can kind of see some hands-on opportunities for something unique, especially for the forestry students. It's been really the natural resource students. It's been a great opportunity because they're in the classroom. They're talking about the natural resources, especially those in our region, how you manage them, how do we utilize them. And a big part of management is having, you know, an opportunity to market or have saleable items from the woods. And this really helps them to be able to see, as John mentioned earlier, I mean, they're out there looking at, are there saw logs? Is there pulpwood material? Not a lot of veneer material around here, but they're able to see, now here's another segment of the wood product that can be marketed. And it's just great that they can see it taking place right on campus being utilized. It's also, we've worked with the Swedish Bioenergy Association, the Skogforsk, which is the forestry school out of Sweden, and with the Fond du Lac Enterprises, really doing a lot of dry down studies in the area. The Fond du Lac tribal leadership is pretty dedicated to use of renewable energy. And from that, we've had a lot of our students every winter get to be part of these dry down studies where they're looking at techniques that can be done out in the field. Because usually when chipping's done, product is left in the woods, and it can go through a dry down period, which creates more fuel value because there's less moisture in it. So it's really gotten students involved with international research as part of this whole boiler project work that, to be honest, they just won't have access to otherwise. So it's just exciting to see students from both programs being able to get in and be involved with it.
This starts tomorrow, 9 a.m. Run us through the day. What's going to happen?
Well, what's happening tomorrow is, as some of you may be aware, the NRI is our neighbor over in Coleraine, and they're working on some research for torrefication of wood product, which basically means they're trying to take the raw wood product and convert it into a more uniform fuel product. It's not coal, but similar like coal. Whether you like coal or not, one thing is coal tends to be uniform in how it combusts. Now, there is variability, but it's not like the wood that you and I throw into our stove. One piece may be really wet or have low fuel value, and the next piece,
this,
you know,
one's 18% and that one's 40%.
Really trying to create a product that can be marketable as a consistent fuel product that could be integrated possible for replacement of fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be showing off some of that research. It's a really, I mean, again, it's cutting edge technology that they're working on.
I've seen that torrefaction process in operation over there, and it is interesting what they're doing. And it could be a real boon to the area if it could be made into a industrial size.
Right.
Project.
Yeah, and one thing is it helps with the ability to transport that fuel and be able to market just outside of the local wood basket area. And then we're heading over to Lonza and Cohasset. Lonza is a Swiss-based company. So if I'm misspeaking here, someone will correct me, I'm sure, tomorrow. But what they do is they make extracts out of tamarack or eastern mm-hmm. larch. And it's just impressive, their facility over there, what they're able to do. And you know, I haven't seen their new energy system there, and they're going to be showing that off tomorrow. So I'm kind of excited to see, because they're looking at some of the fines and byproducts from their process using it as a fuel source.
Nice.
Where in the past they've shipped it off to be sold someplace else. And then the largest consumer in the Itasca County area of woody biomass is the Minnesota Power Rapids Energy Center. I mean, they are a large scale, a couple dozen semi-loads a day of wood product goes through and is burnt there. And
wow. I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, they do coal fire with coal, mm-hmm. but, I believe it's a little bit more than half of their fuel actually comes from wood, and then a little bit less than half is actually coal-based.
That's good, yeah.
And then we're coming out to the college, and at, 1:30, and this is, really, if people are interested in coming out, there's going to be a little bit more talk overall about biomass usage in the region, and then we're going to be kind of closing it out with kind of a ribbon cutting slash dedication of our new wood boiler. And you were mentioning the weather. Yeah, it'll be a wonderful day tomorrow, 67 degrees. But if we're at that temperature, we unfortunately can't turn the boiler on. It won't be cold.
Nice. So, you got your big scissors all ready for that ribbon cutting?
Well, no, actually,
chainsaw, right?
Well, yeah. Actually, no. The engineering students with the laser cutter and profile engraver, they're actually made little wood chips. The Bioenergy 2018 ICC. So actually, the dedication is going to be is people are going to throw these memorial wood chips. Into the wood bins. So.
I hope you're saving one or two out for posterity.
We are. We made enough so everyone gets two. They can take one home and throw one in. So
perfect.
Wow.
All right.
Well, Bart, before we go, anything else you want to tell us going on at ICC?
Well, I think the one thing I was thinking on the drive over here today is that in October is a big push around the state of Minnesota for higher education, and many of the institutions offer free applications this month. For ICC, our free app week is next week. So if students are interested or parents want to encourage their son or daughter to make an application at ICC, next week's a good week because it's free. And anywhere in the state of Minnesota, every college is offering at least 1 week during this month where applications are free. So it's something to consider. And if you're looking at one of the institutions in the state, it's a good time to make that application because it's one of the small windows where it doesn't cost you anything.
Right. If you need more information on the 5th Annual Bioenergy Day and the tour that's going on tomorrow in the Grand Rapids area, you can give us a call at 800-662-5799. Bart, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Good to see you.